Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here ready to go on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. As we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. Your opportunity to be part of the show, you can dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. This program brought to you by Simply Safe, giving my listeners 50% off their award-winning home security. Learn more. Get 50% off your new system. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. Play of the day, poll questions, stat of the day or two, all forthcoming. Drew Brees will join us in about 20 minutes. Carson Palmer stops by. The Washington football head coach, Ron Rivera, will join us coming up as well. Giants at the Buccaneers coming up tonight. Monday Night Football, Colts roll the Bills. Texans over the Titans. Chiefs handle the Cowboys. LeBron gets a flagrant 2 and the boot. We'll talk about that moment last night with the Lakers and the Pistons. Anybody who tuned into the Cowboys-Chiefs game expecting a shootout, probably disappointed because the over-under was 55.5. They didn't come close. Chiefs won 19-9. And while it doesn't sound impressive, if I'm a Chiefs fan, I know the offense is going to be there. That defense, I didn't expect that. And certainly early in the season, you didn't get that. But that Chiefs D has been good, led the way. Chris Jones was a man amongst boys there, dominating. 3.5 sacks. He was attacking, frustrating Dak Prescott all game long. Secondary stepped up, couple of interceptions. And they needed all of that because Dallas has a player on their side of the ball, Micah Parsons, who might be the defensive player of the year. Chris Jones was great. Micah Parsons is a whole different breed. The Chiefs head into their bye week with a 4-game winning streak, and they've gotten through the toughest part of their schedule. They appear to be in good shape in the AFC West. And while it hasn't been pretty, considering the way the season started, Kansas City will take these wins. Here's Dak Prescott after the loss to the Chiefs.
It's tough. I mean, that's a good D line. They did a good job, and they got us tonight. They got the best of us. I think it started up there, but started in our communication and us just executing out wide when we had a chance to make plays, missed a throw early. All of us can take part in this loss and be accountable for everything that happened out there.
Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid was asked, was this a statement win?
Every week is like crazy in this league, so I'm not sure there any statement. There's not a lot of consistency going on right now, amongst the NFL here. Every week is a big-time challenge. It's what the league strives for, parity in this league, and we're no different. So we've got to just keep our nose to it. We haven't proven anything yet. You can talk about all of it after the season. Go find an island and go lay around and tell everybody about it. But right now, not so much, man.
Okay. Can't imagine Andy Reid on an island just laying around, but I like the visual. All right, McLovin, what's poll question today?
Okay, what is the most concerning NFL loss of the weekend? The Bills lose to the Colts.
Okay.
Cowboys lost to the Chiefs. The Titans losing to the Texans. The Packers lost to the Vikings, in part concerning because Rodgers came out hurt. Mm-hmm. And the Seahawks losing to the Cardinals.
Rodgers was already bothered by the sore toe, and he said it's really, really sore now. He played brilliantly. That was a wonderful game. That was crazy great. And Kirk T. Cousins putting up great numbers. Seahawks losing to the Cardinals, I'm not surprised. I think the reaction to Pete Carroll surprised me a little bit. Like he somehow thinks his team is better than what they are, and that he walked off the podium. He eventually came back, but they're non-threatening. The Titans losing to the Texans, it's one of those where you go every week. Every week there's one or two games where you go, I can't explain that. The Titans dominated the ball, yards, but Tannehill throws four interceptions and keeps the Texans in the game. The Cowboys lose to the Chiefs. I'm not surprised at that. I think in the manner they lost to them, I am. Bills losing to the Colts might be the most concerning one because I think we wanted to anoint the Bills. When the season started, most of your Super Bowl predictions included the Bills. And if not the Bills, then probably the Chiefs. But you lose to the Colts, and the Colts are playing well. And Jonathan Taylor has been spectacular. So I would say the Bills right now because this is a team that it looked like winning the AFC East was a foregone conclusion. They didn't have to worry about anything here. But when you're allowing the Colts to dominate you on the, running, and Frank Reich, the Colts head coach, said, we decided we were going to run on first and second down. And then he was asked why. He's like, why not? They couldn't stop me. Carson Wentz only completed 11 passes. Yeah, McLovin.
I got to give you credit. We all buried the Colts early in the season.
Yeah.
I thought they were like a 5-win team. And you said, I don't know. They're kind of interesting.
They're a playoff team. They're a playoff team. It might not be pretty. It's like the Patriots. You might look at them and go, they're not threatening. All it takes is that one day, that one Sunday. When you get to January, what kind of matchup are you? What do the Colts do that nobody else does right now? They run the football like this, and they have a great running back. This is what the Titans have. Now, if the Colts are able to dominate the line of scrimmage, have Carson Wentz make a couple of plays, and they play good defense, then the Colts will be a tough out. Just like the Titans, if they were healthy, they'll still be a tough out if they get Derrick Henry back. But I would say the Bills because it's mystifying. You're looking at, 9 turnovers in the last 3 games? We keep waiting for, now they're going to right the ship. This is what the Bills do. I liked, when the season started, I picked the Packers and the Chiefs to play in the Super Bowl. Not exactly a stretch there. I thought people were putting way too much on Josh Allen, expecting way too much from Josh Allen. Because I know that he's got a wonderful wide receiver. But it feels like everything has to go right for them to be a great team. And I haven't seen that yet. Yeah, McLovin.
No, it will help playing New Orleans on Thanksgiving night. The New Orleans really banged up.
Yeah.
Standalone game?
I know. I know.
Oh, do you have one of those feelings?
No. I'm just saying, it's Drew Brees appreciation night. and, you know, you just lost a game and it's a quick turnaround. You go to New Orleans. New Orleans, you know, just got roughed up. I don't know what the line is. I'm guessing Buffalo's favored by 2.5, 3. Yeah, Paul.
I think Saints fans would rather have be Drew Brees returns to the team and starts night.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll be the best Saint quarterback in the building.
That'd be great if they go. Drew, you want to go out and give us a couple plays? You're already down there on the field. I mean, come on. Why not? Help us out there a little bit. Also, you know, watching the Steelers last night, I don't know what to make of them. Because you tie with the Lions and, you know, you're down 27-10, 15 minutes left in last night's game, and then, which was basically a Steeler home game because it was in L.A. and the Steeler fans travel. In the next 12 minutes, they score 27 points. They lead 37-34. They got momentum. But Justin Herbert was wonderful, spectacular. The Steelers got a tough road now because they're in the 8th seed position. They don't play a team with a losing record in the last 7 games of the season. So, going to be tricky. And, it, you know, Ben might put up just enough numbers for you to go, or him to go, maybe I'll come back one more year. I got the feeling when he joined us a couple of weeks ago, it didn't sound like, hey, I'm going to be retiring. It did sound like he's not going to be Tom Brady and play till he's 44. But I think because we've seen his backup, and then you don't like what the future looks like. Well, that's not going to be the future. Mason Rudolph is not going to be the future. At least shouldn't be. Bills Saints, it opened Bills -4.5. And okay, 4.5. Yeah, McClubbin.
That's actually, you know, it's pretty close.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Saints need Kamara on the field, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
The Eagles got handed a win yesterday. Yes. Yeah, and everyone's all hyped on the Eagles now.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if people are still sold on Jalen Hurts. I love watching him. But they run the football. I want my quarterback to be able to beat you from the pocket because eventually you're going to have to. He runs 10 times a game. And look, we love Lamar Jackson. That's your blueprint here. But Jalen Hurts has proven, and, you know, they're going to give him the rest of this, you know, second half of the season. But you got a lot of draft picks here. Not that you have a great quarterback in waiting there or in the draft, but Jalen Hurts, you know, he at least, he's entertaining. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, I think that's the analogy. Like, they think, well, okay, he could be Lamar Jackson and somehow not get hurt running. I mean, it's a wishful thinking, but.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
I got one more game for the weekend. Did the Minnesota Vikings actually beat the Green Bay Packers yesterday? Because nationally, no one can talk about the Vikings.
No.
It's like their quarterback has burned us so many times before that they're a bandwagon hard to get back on. And his stats are nutty this year, Cousins.
Yeah, he's got great stats, but you still look at that team. When the season started, and one of the reasons why I picked the Packers is I thought they'd beat the Lions twice, they would beat the Bears twice, and they would split with the Vikings. Okay. That's why, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, do I want to leave that division? And he feasts on the Vikings. I mean, his numbers against the Vikings are crazy. I think it's the most impressive single matchup for a quarterback against an opponent in the modern era. Like, he carves up the Vikings. Why would you leave that division? But, you know, the Vikings getting the win, you know, I thought the Packers picked off Kirk D. Cousins and they were going to win it. But, you know, Cousins played well. He went toe-to-toe. No pun intended, with Aaron Rodgers. But do it in the playoffs. That's what I'd like to see. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up. LeBron James, and he got the boot last night, a flagrant 2, as he his fist or forearm or both came in contact with the 20-year-old Isaiah Stewart with the Pistons there. And then it was on. And could have been ugly. And holding Stewart back, because he wanted a piece of LeBron James. Now, I know the Lakers, have a game, I think, on Thanksgiving against the Knicks in the Garden. Does that sound right, McLovin? Because I wonder if the NBA...
Actually, they play the Knicks tomorrow night.
Okay. So tomorrow night.
That's a big game, too.
Okay, all right. Because if you're going to suspend him, then are they going to suspend him for that game in the Garden? Yeah, Paulie.
The Detroit Pistons travel to Los Angeles to play the Lakers next Sunday. National TV, by the way.
Here is the call on Spectrum Sportsnet last night.
Uh-oh. Stewart and LeBron. Stewart is hot. And everybody's coming out now.
Now, this is ridiculous. Yeah, he must have caught an elbow or something, but...
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of blood streaming from the side of the eye. Look, here goes Stewart!
Yeah, I think he's a little upset.
You've got coaches, you got security guys. Look at Dwayne Casey's like, just calm down.
All right. You know, I guess the... if you look at the letter of the rule here with the NBA, punching fouls, any player throws a punch, whether it connects or not, has committed an unsportsmanlike act. He'll be ejected following confirmation during review by instant replay and suspended for a minimum of one game. Now, it was a backhand fist to the side of Stewart's face and drew blood. Is that enough to suspend LeBron? LeBron, you know, made it seem like, hey, I'm sorry I did it, but you still hit him. You know, you didn't meet it, but Stewart sees the blood, and then all of a sudden he wants a piece of LeBron. You know, the person I would come down on harder in this is Isaiah Stewart. LeBron, if you want to suspend him, suspend him. But Stewart, what he did, he tried to escalate this. And he went at LeBron a couple of times and then tried to go behind in the bowels of the stadium to get to LeBron and get to the Lakers. I would sit him down for, you know, at least three games. Because you can't have that. This is not the 70s NBA. This is multi-billion dollar companies. These players are making $40, $50 million a year. You can't have this. And I would make sure Stewart knows, while you did get bloodied, we're going to punish LeBron, but you cannot do what you did. And therefore, I'd put him down for at least three games, maybe even five games. Yes, Todd.
On the other end, even though it's not intentionally, he didn't want to like cut his eye open, there's still something to be said for a careless swing of your arm when you're not sure what's going to happen to the person that's on the receiving end of that.
Well, that was intentional. The blood wasn't intentional. I think he was like, hey, get off, and he smacked him, and then the blood happened. If there's no blood, is there a different reaction there? Is he thrown from the game? I don't know. But I would suspend LeBron for a game, and I would suspend Isaiah Stewart for a few. Because that, to me, is the bigger picture that's really bad. Could have been horrible of all places, Detroit. Yeah, Paulie.
Everyone's wanted to punch a Piston named Isaiah once or twice in their life.
Wow. Wow.
Too soon?
Yeah.
I'm actually a Zeke fan.
Yeah.
So it's,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now you are. Yeah.
Michael Jordan liked that joke.
All right. Let's take a break. Drew Brees will join us. Phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. And we'll get to those phone calls after Drew Brees. Take a break. Just getting started here. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Discover. The Discover credit card. Certainly through the holidays, when you use that Discover credit card, Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. And that's amazing. Even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. And that means when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, to their five-star sales service financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership. NBC Sunday Night Football and Notre Dame analyst, Super Bowl MVP, Drew Brees, joining us on the program. Drew, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Dan. How are you?
Are you taking a walk? Is that your exercise this morning?
This is kind of get the day started. You know, clear my head. I'm in Greenwich, Connecticut. We finished doing the studio show last night for Football Night in America. So this is my morning walk before I head out of town.
What do people say to you on the street?
I get some looks. I stopped by Whole Foods to grab like some oatmeal and some fruit, and I had a couple people want to talk football. ask me what happened to the Buffalo Bills yesterday. You know, or or whoever their favorite team is. So yeah, there's a lot of that. You know, I got to put the analyst hat on a lot just in my daily life now.
What happens when you've had a bad game? Like Ryan Tannehill threw four interceptions. Is it bad to watch that film, or is it better to not watch film?
Oh man, it stinks. It's just one of those things you got to do, just swallow it, you know, but at the same time, shoot, you know, missed opportunity for them, right? You know, that's a game they should win. You know, crummy weather, so you got to play the game a little bit differently, but they certainly had their chances. I still think they're a team to beat just because I think their defense is pretty good, but they're going to have to figure some things out on offense without Derrick Henry.
Well, it's one of those games where you go, wait, the Texans are doing what to the Titans? I mean, it feels like every week there's at least two of these games. How do you explain it?
The NFL. That's why people love the NFL, because each week you have no idea, and every game really comes down to about seven or eight plays, about seven or eight moments or situations, and whoever handles those right wins, and whoever doesn't. And it, regardless of records, I think anytime you play divisional games, throw records out the window. For the first three quarters, those are typically hard fought tough football games, and then usually the better team finds a way to win it in the fourth quarter or pull away. But you let a team hang around that you shouldn't, and it's the NFL. Look out. They'll beat you.
What would you do if you're Ben Roethlisberger?
What do you mean?
Short-term, long-term? Come back next season?
Yeah, I mean, look, if he continues to play like he did last night, you know, I think as a veteran quarterback, I think the thing that you battle is, look, you have so much experience, so much knowledge, so much wisdom from all the football that you've played. Now it becomes harder each and every week, just from a physical perspective, to care for your body, to care for your arm, to care for all the things that just start popping up, you know, from a health perspective, and get to Sunday. You know, that was kind of always the thing is, man, get to Sunday as healthy as you can. Because up here, like, you got it. I mean, you know exactly what everybody's doing. There's never a defense you're going to see that you haven't seen before, you don't have an answer for. But it's just that weekly grind, I think, not just physically, but just, you know, you take on a lot of stress too, because, you know, you're responsible for so much. But, man, as long as he's having fun, playing at a high level, you know, play as long as you can.
But how frustrating is that? That you have all the answers to the test, but you might not be able to complete the test.
Well, look, I think he played well last night, you know, and I don't know how his, you know, Ben's always been one of those guys that you feel like is getting beat up quite a bit, you know, or at least, you know, that's kind of always what's reported. So, you know, but as long as he's having fun and doing it at a high level and, you know, feeling like he still has something to prove and chase, then man, why not play? Listen, last night, if the Steelers have, you know, Minkah Fitzpatrick and TJ Watt and, you know, Joe Hayden, I think that's a different game. You know, I think defensively they'd end up playing a little better, but it's a fun game to watch.
What do you make of Justin Herbert so far?
I think he's a stud. I think he is going to be one of the great players in this league for a very long time. He's got all the physical ability. I mean, freakish physical ability, you know, arm talent, athletic ability. I think he's got as many intangibles as he does the physical traits as well, from a leadership perspective and just his poise and his intellect. So he can be one of the best for a very long time.
What's been the biggest challenge for you making this transition from football to analyst?
Well, I mean, it's a different skill set. You know, it's using different muscles. I'd say the biggest challenge, honestly, is, first off, broadcasting and in-studio work are completely different anyway. You know, broadcasting to me is kind of like playing the game, which is a lot of fun. I prepare the same way. I watch film the same way. I mean, I think about how I would be attacking the opposing team or the opposing defense the exact same way as if I was actually going to go out there and play quarterback. And then it's just a matter of being able to articulate that to the fans or those listening and watching. And, you know, try to put them in your shoes as a player. You know, you go in studio and it's much quicker. You know, you have a lot more to get through in a very short amount of time. You know, you're really trying to give a synopsis of what happened throughout the entire day. And the broadcasting is college football and the in-studio is NFL football. So you feel like you have to have this knowledge base of kind of the general landscape of both. So that makes it difficult. And then I get to go broadcast an NFL game on Thursday night in New Orleans. So it's a little bit everything all kind of thrown into a very short amount of time.
But that's another thing is you and Mike Tirico are going to have the game on Thursday night. It'll be the Bills and the Saints. And do you prepare? So you're Buffalo going against the Saints in what you would do, as well as the Saints going against Buffalo in what you would do if you were playing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, I guess I've already watched a bunch of film, but as I watch, they continue to watch more games, you know, I almost develop a game plan in my mind as to how I would attack, you know, each defense, or if I'm each offense, you know, these are where my matchups are. This is how I want to play this game. This is what I think the keys to victory are. So then when you get in the broadcast booth and you begin watching the game unfold, in a lot of cases, it plays out the way that I would have envisioned. Now, listen, crazy things happen, right? And you have to be ready to react. But man, that's what we love about football. And that's what's fun is that you never really know what's going to happen. But you know, based on your knowledge base and your experience, you're able to articulate those moments and those situations for people.
And then you're going to be honored on Thursday night. What's that going to entail?
Yeah, well, you know, my last time in the Dome was unfortunately with no fans. You know, all of last season was virtually with no fans. So it's been a while since I've been in the Dome with, you know, the screaming Who Dat Nation, you know, and all that energy. So this will be an incredible moment to get back in front of the Who Dat Nation. And, you know, obviously under kind of weird circumstances since I'm there to broadcast the game, but it'll be great to feel that one more time.
I know you're doing some things with Crown Royal, if you want to let people in on what you're doing.
Well, yeah, tonight I'm actually going to be in New Orleans. Me and Deuce McAllister are going to be in an event with a bunch of hospitality workers, military members, as part of Crown Royal's Generosity Fund, where they're going to donate $1 million to different organizations throughout the year to support hospitality workers and military members. So we, Deuce and I, each represent a different group. So I represent the Louisiana Hospitality Foundation. Deuce represents the Bastion Community of Resilience. And so we're going to have a little competition at this concert to continue to raise money and raise awareness for these groups and so that we can continue to support them, especially coming off of COVID-19, where many of them were affected negatively. So this will be a lot of fun tonight. And we're asking people to go on to my Twitter, @DrewBrees, retweet the tweet that I sent out a few days ago, because that helps generate more money for the Louisiana Hospitality Workers Foundation. So thank you.
Good to see you. How far are you going to walk, by the way?
It always ends up being about 4 or 5 miles. But man, the leaves are changing color.
Yeah,
this is kind of nice. You don't get this down south or on the West Coast at all. You know, so you gotta take all this in while you can.
When's the last time you threw a football?
Oh, gee whiz. I throw one left-handed all the time. I kind of developed that habit like 4 years ago when my kids were getting older, and every time I get home, they're like, "Dad, throw to us. Dad, throw to us." I'm like, "Man, I just finished throwing 100 balls at practice. So here, let me throw left-handed so I don't wear this right arm out." I've gotten pretty good with the left here, Dan. Better watch out, man.
Comeback? Question mark?
Question mark. Question mark, question mark. We'll see.
Have fun this week. Always great to talk to you. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. You as well, Dan. Thanks.
That's Drew Brees. Sunday Night Football. He'll be in the booth with Mike Tirico. Football Night in America Thursday night. It'll be the Bills and his Saints, and he'll be honored there. Yes, McLovin?
Actually, we just got a new – he's not going to be in the booth. He's going to be walking around the stadium doing the game.
Also,
he sounded great for a walk.
He was just walking, holding his phone, and walking around the neighborhood there in Greenwich, Connecticut, getting his workout in. All right, I can respect that. It's better that he's walking and not running, lifting weights. Yeah, Paul.
Can you imagine there's some dad taking his kids to school in some small town going, is that freaking Drew Brees over there? Why is Drew Brees walking down my street?
What's the poll question we're going with, McLovin?
Well, just for clicks, we had to put it up. Should LeBron be suspended, yes or no?
Okay.
And you know why it's for clicks. If this was a Nuggets-Kings game and the power forward of the Kings had punched somebody on the foul line, it would never be a story. This is getting amplified, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yes, because... You know, there are people who are anti-LeBron, want to know if the league will come down hard and, you know, suspend LeBron. But, you know, the commissioner, does he have a choice here? Like, it was a punch? Was it a punch? If it is, you know, defined, classified as a punch, then he is suspended for one game. But to me, look, you want to suspend him, suspend him. Isaiah Stewart, to me, that was where it got bad, because that could have involved everybody. We could have had an actual brawl. We could have had a fight. What if he got to LeBron? And then the teammates were jumping in. Best defense they played all year long was defending LeBron from Isaiah Stewart there. But Isaiah Stewart was going to escalate that. And because of that, I got to come down really hard on him. And I know he's only 20 years of age. And yes, he's the one who got bloodied. But what you did after that, even though you're mad, you want retaliation, it's inexcusable. You can't have it. You can't do it. And the fact that he tried to go around and come back the other side and get LeBron, try to go to the locker room, I think that he's going to get hit pretty hard. No pun intended. Yeah, McLovin.
Did it jump into your mind that it was in Detroit, the site of Malice at the Palace?
Yeah, because it was a week ago. It was last Friday was the anniversary, Malice at the Palace. Yeah. I mean, it didn't dawn on me in the moment, but then you start to think, gosh, the Malice in the Palace, that was last Friday, I think, was the anniversary. But no, I didn't think of it. And then I've seen the replay in different angles there. I mean, LeBron meant to hit him. Did he mean to hit him up high or in the face? Maybe not, but you don't get the benefit of the doubt because you didn't mean to. I know you can look at LeBron's track record, and LeBron has only been tossed from one other game in his career. But this was a smack, a punch, however you want to define it. And even if he didn't mean to do it, he still did. And I think he's going to be suspended. I'd have no problem if they suspend him. I do think that if the commissioner doesn't, then you're going to have a lot of people going, oh, LeBron gets preferential treatment. Yeah, McClellan.
So they play the Knicks tomorrow night in New York. Then they have the Pacers on Wednesday night and the Kings on Friday night. Can the NBA arrange it so LeBron is out for one of those games?
The Kings game.
Yeah, Friday. Because I think the Knicks, I imagine that's TNT or something.
Yeah, Tuesday night. The Kings fired Luke Walton. That's one of those where you go, oh, Luke Walton was the coach of the Kings. Yeah, he was. Not anymore. I think they start out 6-11. Oh, the Kings. They're just certain organizations where you go, why? Why? And a lot of it has to do with hiring the right people to run your organization. Who wants to coach the Kings? It's going to be tough. Yeah, Paulie.
Dan, your Kings have not made the playoffs since the 2005-06 season.
Oh, I know.
That's hard to do in the NBA.
Yes. Yes, it is. Like, just get into a play-in game. Like, I'd be happy with a play-in game. You could be a 10 seed. Give me a play-in game. That's all.
The entire Willie Cauley-Stein era did not have a playoff appearance.
I know. Who would have thought? Although I did like Willie Cauley-Stein when he came out of Kentucky.
He's a defensive stopper, you kept saying.
Yes. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, McLovin.
I did not think Willie Cauley-Stein would come up on a Football Monday today.
That's the only time that he's coming up today. All righty. Let's take a break. We got our play of the day up next and your phone calls. Best and worst of the weekend. Back after this. Black Friday, one of the biggest shopping days and one of the biggest opportunities for scammers. Some of the most common scams include buying a gift online that never arrives, sellers demanding payment with gift cards, fake shopping websites, fake delivery notifications. Once again, it's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every day, because in an instant, a cyber criminal could steal what's yours. That's why it's great that there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they send you an alert. They are quick to point out no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can protect what is yours with LifeLock by Norton. Save big during the Black Friday sale. Join today, save up to 35% off your first year. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com, promo code Patrick. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Patrick for 35% off. The sale ends November 30th. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play's called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
The ball is at the one-yard line. The Colts lead 31-7 under center. Carson Wentz. Taylor stood up at the one. Falls forward. There's five of them. Number five, Jonathan Taylor, has failed the end zone five times in the game, and the Colts have six more on the board. It is 37-7.
That's your play of the day, courtesy of the Colts Radio Network. Jonathan Taylor joins Clinton Portis and Gale Sayers as the only players in NFL history under the age of 23 with five or more touchdowns in a single game. That's your play of the day, brought to you by the great folks at Panini. I wonder what the value of his trading card is now, Jonathan Taylor. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, only one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards. The official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. For instance, classics, autographed cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts. You can start or continue your collection right now at PaniniAmerica.net. All right, we got our poll question. College football weekend, Dan Mullen was fired by Florida. Utah drops Oregon. And I don't know what kind of movement we have. Ohio State, great weekend for Ohio State. Cincinnati, all you got to do is hold serve. Just kind of hang in there. Hang in there. You know, Notre Dame is going to start to creep into the picture here. Michigan State, say goodbye to them. Now you got the Michigan-Ohio State showdown and everything that is involved with that. You know, the smaller picture with that rivalry, the bigger picture of what it's going to mean for the rankings. You still have Alabama and Georgia with the showdown. Michigan hosting the Ohio State. So there's as we like to say, still really important football games. And then you have the conference games, title games as well. And that can have a big impact on what's going to happen with these rankings here. Gary in Iowa leads us off. Best and worst of the weekend. Good morning, Gary. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Sure.
I apologize for my voice in advance, but there's a pretty good reason for that. I'm 50 years old. Never been to a game, and I love football. I was given the opportunity to drive Hayden Fry's bus up to Iowa City this weekend for the tailgate, and then when I got there, I was gifted with 50-yard line tickets.
Awesome.
And I don't see it getting any better than that. Thank you for taking my phone call.
All right.
Thank you to the man that made this possible. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you. It's pretty cool. Gary gets 50-yard line tickets.
All right, Gary.
Yeah. Not bad. Although Iowa struggled to hold on, didn't they?
Had a tough one against Illinois, but they won, I think.
Oh, my God. You can't say a tough one against Illinois. Like, that usually doesn't happen. Although, Illinois probably goes, hey, if we get five wins this year, this is great. You know, we had the Penn State win. There. Bobby in South Carolina. Hi, Bobby. What's on your mind?
Morning, Dan. Morning. I got two best of the weekend, actually. First one is my Gamecocks beating Auburn for the second time at home. And my other best is Shane Beamer getting us bowl eligible, first year coach. Everybody, time to jump on the Shane train. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Bobby. Yes, Bobby.
South Carolina, like a month ago, was starting a graduate assistant coach at quarterback, and now they're going to be in a bowl game. Got to give them credit.
Yeah, sometimes when you see these super seniors and are like, they've been there 6 years, and they're like, wow, if I could have done that, I would have. I mean, I tried to do that. It's like, you're going to have to leave. you're like the creepy old guy here on campus. You're going to have to leave. They only liked me because I bought them beer. You know? Michael in South Carolina. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Good morning, Danettes, and happy holidays to you. Yeah, I got a little thunder stolen from me with the victory over Auburn Tigers for Shane's Gamecocks. We're glad about that, of course. Worst of the weekend, unfortunately, was not watching the game due to my personal load management that I do of disappointment, because I assumed we weren't going to do as good as we did. But go Cox. Keep it up. Let's beat Clemson.
All right. Thank you, Michael. I watched some of Clemson. I watched, you know, I was kind of bouncing around there. You know, I wanted to see how Utah was going to do against Oregon, and they did really well against Oregon. I'm not surprised Utah won. I'm surprised at how they won. I watched a lot of USC, UCLA.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
I think USC fans were hoping you would make it an hour without mentioning that one.
Well, I had some USC fans saying, you know what? This is great because it was convincing, it was embarrassing, and that's what we need. We need to send a message. And I'm thinking, this is USC. Like, you wanted to be almost humiliated. So now you've hit rock bottom. Now you got to decide, do you want to try to be a football power again? Yeah, Paul.
You can't give up 62 when there's not a basketball involved. That's always my college football rule.
It was a beautiful day, though, for the game. At the Coliseum. Great uniform game, you know. Love UCLA, powder blue. Can you guys tell the difference between the Rams and the Chargers when they show their logos? Because the colors are the same almost, it feels like. And the logo, and it's like, is that the Rams? Yeah, see.
I was positive Odell Beckham Jr. had a great catch last night. I'm like, look at 13. Oh, wait, no. Wrong team.
Yeah, you look at... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's by design, but they certainly are close. Yeah, McLovin.
And is either that good? They both ripped off Good Morning LA or some show. They're too bright and sunny. And
oh, is that what it was? A morning show?
Well, remember, I think we did a look-in once on that where it's exact same color scheme as the popular morning show there.
Oh.
Bright yellow and blue.
Okay. Like Good Morning LA?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Sean in Kansas. Hi, Sean. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call again.
Sure.
Honestly, I got two worst and two best, but the two worst are really quick. KU almost beating TCU for their second straight win. That would have been awesome. And now if they can beat West Virginia, in case they can beat Texas, Texas is going to finish dead last in the Big 12. That will be awesome. And then K-State almost beating Baylor was also kind of a letdown. But hey, the Chiefs defense finally showed up, and being a Suns fan ever since I got to go see Steve Nash live, they've won 12 straight since Robert Sarver was accused of all the stuff he was accused for. So I hope that galvanized them to basically do even better and kind of quiet down the Robert Sarver stuff.
All right. Thank you, guys. Sean. Have a good week. The number of colleges that root against Texas, like, you know, it makes their weekend when Texas loses, but wow, this was supposed to be the hire where you bring in an offensive-minded guy. He'd been at Alabama. He'd been a head coach before. And it has not gone well at Texas. I don't think they could be a one-and-done with Steve Sarkisian because there's so much money that he's owed. But, I mean, they could, but it's... You know, when he talks about, you know, maybe I've lost these guys already, I'm thinking, you can't say that. You can't, even if you feel it. You cannot say something like that. Yeah, McLovin.
But there's been a few coaches who've had their worst coaching performances at that program. Is it possible it's the program?
Well, the expectations are high, but they should be. Like, you want to now go play with the SEC? You know, they had their own network. You know, this was like, okay, they're graduating to the big time. Hey, we'll bring in Nick Saban's top assistant. We're going to be ready to go. And then you watch them, and you would think, just own Texas when it comes to recruiting, and you can be a national powerhouse. I mean, it's pretty rough. Yeah, McLovin.
By the way, speaking of, how about those LA quarterbacks killing it for other colleges? I think Bryce Young and CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
I mean, how come USC isn't keeping these quarterbacks?
Well, and that's another thing. But you know what? They've had a couple of good quarterbacks. You know, Slovis was good. Dart is a five-star recruit, Jackson Dart. I mean, so they get him, but they may not be getting the right five-star recruit. And he made his first start on Saturday. He looked okay. I mean, he's got talent. He certainly got confidence. But UCLA, that's a big number to put up in that rivalry. Ron Rivera, the Washington football head coach, will join us in an hour. Carson Palmer will do his Monday drive-by as well. More phone calls, our best and worst of the weekend. Just getting started. 1 hour in the books. Two more to go. Seton Pauly, Fritzy McLovin, yours truly. One more item as we close out hour one. Holiday season's a lot of fun, but also a lot of stress. What do you get your family? What do I get the Danettes that I haven't already given them, which is a life? That's why sleep is a priority this time of the year. I get invited to holiday parties, and I may show up, grab a few cookies, but it's also the busiest time of the sports year. It comes down to that choice. Would I rather drink eggnog with a neighbor that I may not like or watch a midweek Mac game and go to bed on time? I got to be on my A game. That's why I need a great night's sleep and my Sleep Number bed. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. It's time for Sleep Number's Black Friday specials. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed plus special financing only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. My Sleep Number is 75. Find out what yours is. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com/Patrick for details.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.